This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. State lawmakers will consider a bill that creates an Office of School Safety within the Department of Public Safety. Schools would receive $6 million in grants. The office would also have a crisis response unit to help schools respond to an emergency. The bipartisan bill was introduced after a shooting at East High where two staff members were injured. Last night, members of the Black community and state leaders gathered at a Denver church. They discussed possible solutions to prevent gun violence inside Denver public schools.
It's not okay not to acknowledge it and get help, because trauma, as we know, stays in the body, torments people.
That's State Attorney General Phil Weiser. He called for more mental health resources. An employee of Monarch Casino in Black Hawk is accused of committing one of the largest heists in state history. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
Authorities say Sabrina Eddy stole $500,000 from the casino's vault during a night shift earlier this month. Police say video surveillance shows her grabbing bricks of cash and loading them into an unmarked box. She later told investigators she was just following orders from managers, which the casino says is false. Eddy faces one charge of felony theft and is being held in Gilpin County Jail. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Governor Polis has a plan to cut air pollution from the oil and gas industry, but some lawmakers say it's not enough. CPR's Sam Brash.
The governor announced a crackdown earlier this month. It calls for rules to force the oil and gas industry to cut emissions driving the summertime ozone crisis along the Front Range. State Representative Jennifer Bacon is a Denver Democrat. She says that's a good start, but it neglects one major point: new oil and gas projects.
We need to contemplate the impact to air quality as we issue permits to even dig.
Bacon is drafting a bill to give air regulators more power over the permitting process. It's unclear when it'll be introduced. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News. On the Front Range, highs in the 50s and 60s. It'll be sunny and dry. More news at CPR.